Okay. Thank you for sharing the stories in the morning. All the stories made me realize the fact that we are seeking, what we are seeking is just right here in quote-unquote our mind. What do you think? Yeah, absolutely. That seeking for some kind of external... of course, I mean, when real there's the supports and the teachings and the places, and we have to rely on that. But in the end, we have to come back to our own minds. It's like, as an example, Ajahn Sumedho, when he was a young monk, went with Ajahn Chah and another senior disciple of Ajahn Chah. The three of them went up into the northern part of the northeast and visited, paid respects to many of the disciples of Ajahn Mun. One of them that they went to visit was Lupu Khao, and he ordained in later life, and then so that by the time and he trained with Ajahn Mun, studied with him. Ajahn Mun passed away, and this is years after Ajahn Mun passed away. So that Lumpu Khao was pretty old and at that time. And he spoke, originally he's from Ubon, and he spoke a really thick accent. And of course, he's chewing betel nut the whole time. And Ajahn Sumedho couldn't follow at all what they were talking about. And Ajahn Chah and Ajahn Mahamon, the disciple of Ajahn Chah, they spent quite a bit of time with Lumpu Khao, and had this very animated and warm exchange back and forth. And Ajahn Sumedho was just sort of waiting for it to be over. Because he just couldn't follow it. It was really hard. And, you know, he delighted in the fact of being there, but still it was. Ajahn Chah and they all took leave of Lumpu Khao, and then Ajahn Chah and Ajahn Mahamon went sort of out the door to leaving, and then Ajahn Sumedho was waiting for them to go out first, so then he was there on his own for just a second. And Lumpu Khao sort of kind of jumped up and went over to Ajahn Sumedho, and he said, in just very, very simple Thai, "It's all here. It's all here." So,